In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God is in his holy habitation. He is God who sets the solidarity in families. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let them also hate him, flee before him. Amen. Lord be with you. Almighty and everlasting God, who art always more ready to hear than we are to pray, and to give us more than we either desire or deserve, pour down upon us the abundance of your grace and mercy, forgiving us those things whereof our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things which we are not worthy of to ask, but only through the merits and the mediation of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. And please be seated. The confessional reading this morning, the Eighth Commandment. Can you hear me okay?
Okay.
Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. In addition to one's own person, one's wife or husband, and one's worldly possessions, there is a further treasure that the individual cannot do without, namely honor, good reputation. Living in human society is tolerable only if one is not in public disgrace or contempt. Therefore, God does not want the neighbor's reputation, honor, character, any more than his money and property taken from him or diminished. He wants everyone to enjoy the respect of his wife, children, workers, and neighbors. As the words stand, you are not to give false witness against your neighbor. The first and most obvious sense of this commandment relates to public courts of justice, where a poor, falsely accused man is subjected to abuse by false witnesses, and as a result is penalized in body, possession, and reputation. In our time, this kind of thing seems not to concern us much, but among the Jews it happened very often. That nation was organized under a fine, orderly government, and where there is such a government, there this sin will dispense justice, and when that happens without fail in the world's most normal course, that there is a reluctance to offend anyone. So people instead use deceptive and deceptive speech amid the gaining favor, money, improved prospects, or friendship. And as a result is that a man who is poor gets crushed, loses his case, and receives a penalty. Everywhere in the world, this is prevailing misfortune that men of integrity seldom preside as judges in courts of law. Everything else, a judge ought to be an upright man, and not only an upright, but also a wise, sensible, brave, and fearless man. By the same token, also a witness should be fearless. He should above all have integrity, for anyone who is to make the right judgments and vigorous, clear-cut decisions is bound often to anger his good friends, relatives, neighbors, and some rich, powerful men who are in a position either to make or to break him. He must therefore, in one respect, be totally blind, keeping his eyes and ears closed to everything except the evidence placed before him, and he must let that evidence alone determine his decision. So far, the confessional reading. This morning's Old Testament, 2 Samuel, chapter 22. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, for his statutes I did not depart from them. I was also upright before him, and have kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore the Lord hath recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful, and with an upright thou shalt show thyself upright, and with the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the forward thou wilt show thyself unsavory, and the afflicted people thou wilt save. But thine eyes are upon the haughty, that they mayest bring them down. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, the Lord will lighten my darkness. So far, the Old Testament lesson. This morning's epistle, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which you also have received, wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I have delivered unto you first of all, which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, and then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain this present, but some have fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, and then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am. And his grace was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I have labored more abundantly than they all, and not I, but the grace of God which was given to me. So far, the epistle lesson.
Thank you.
And please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 18. And Jesus spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even this publican. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of everything that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not even lift up so much his eyes unto heaven, but he smote upon his breast, and he said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humble himself shall be exalted. So far the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son worshiped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon hymn 370. Please be seated.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon is based upon the gospel. Please be seated. There are two classes of people that stand out very prominently during the earthly life of our Savior: the Pharisees and the publicans. The Pharisees claim salvation as a right on two grounds. First, because they belong to the chosen race. Secondly, because they obeyed all the laws, many of which they devised themselves. And at the same time, they harshly condemned everyone, all other people, even those of their own race, who neglected to observe all the ordinances of the law. The publicans, on the other hand, they were tax collectors for the Roman government, often taking more than what was required, and they were hated as servants of a foreign governor, a government. They were enemies of the religion of their fathers. They were hated greatly. In this morning's gospel, Jesus pictures to us two classes going up to Jerusalem, to the temple, to pray. The Pharisee, with his spiritual pride, goes with measured steps into the temple. He arranges his prayer robe. He looks around, and his face darkens with a scowl as he observes the publican in the distant corner of the temple. But now he prays. And there's no pleading for mercy, no pleading for forgiveness, although addressing God, we are told he was praying with himself rather than to God. His prayer was a recital of his own piety. When he says, "I thank thee, God," he's not thanking God for the grace that he has received, but actually he is inviting Almighty God to join him in his self-admiration, which lifts him. With what satisfaction must heaven be over someone who fasts twice a week, and even more that someone gives tithes on everything that he owes. Heaven must be thankful for this individual. On the other hand, the publican, well, he takes his place far off in the corner. He's feeling his unworthiness in the presence of the other worshipers. He would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, realizing his sinfulness in the house of the holy and righteous God. But he smote upon his breast, thereby indicating how his sin pained him in his heart. And then his short prayer: "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you, this man went home justified rather than the other. And this is the verdict of Christ that he passes on both of these men. Now, justified, according to Scripture, means declared free from sin. The Pharisee, trusting in himself as being righteous, is condemned. The publican, realizing and confessing his own sin, declared that he was righteous in his own right. Let's look more closely at the picture Christ draws of this publican. He and the Pharisee went into the temple to pray. The Pharisee went there for self-glorification, gratification, while the publican was driven there by the feeling of his sinfulness, a longing desire for forgiveness of his sins. The picture of the publican, drawn by Christ, shows how deep and how sincere his conviction is concerning his own sins. and the publican standing afar off. He is in the house of God, the holy and righteous God. He doesn't deserve to be there because he is an unclean sinner. It is in the temple of God where God's people meet. And he thinks he is unworthy to mingle with such believers. So he goes off into the corner. He would not so much as lift up his eyes to heaven because he's a sinner. He feels his sin. He feels his guilt, and he's ashamed. He's ashamed of his many misdeeds and regards himself an utterly worthy opponent to come into the presence of a holy God. He realizes this. But he smote Sabani's breast because there in his heart was the seed of his sinfulness. For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts. There was the pain that he felt over his many sins, saying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. And here in these seven brief words, we have the confession of the publican. Short, expressive, we seem to really be looking into his own heart. He's in the house of God, the holy God. He's a sinner. He's the sinner. He's honest with himself by being honest with God. The Pharisee, well, he had no conviction of sin because he had not come to God. His God was himself, his pride, his own righteousness. The publican saw in himself nothing but his sin in the presence of a holy God. How selfish, how wicked he had been, how he had offended the holy and righteous God. He was aware of this, and he was sorry for this. But notice also, there are no excuses for his sins in any form whatever. No circumstances did he throw up, such as great temptations. No. Just as I am. I'm a sinner. He merely says, sinner. He doesn't say, I'm a repentant sinner. He doesn't say, I'm a praying sinner. A sinner that intends to amend his life. No. I'm a sinner. The publican comes to God's house, comes to him in prayer, appeals to him for mercy, and he trusts in that mercy. We have here this publican, a true picture of repentance. It's a change of heart and mind which is demanded and absolutely necessary, because without true repentance, true and genuine, no forgiveness of sins, no heaven, and no salvation. We must mark well the emphatic declaration of the Savior. I tell you, I'm the Savior. I'm the judge. He who was about to give himself as a ransom for sinful mankind and procure for all the forgiveness of sin, life, and salvation, I tell you, and my word shall stand forever. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Assurance of the forgiveness of sins, therefore, rests and must rest totally, entirely, on the promises of God. For it is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners. May this be our faith and our confession to the very end. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. Since the offering has been received, we'll sing the two verses of We Give Thee But Thine Own. And please rise.
We give thee but thine own.
Pray for our communicants. Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto our souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love with the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. Please rise. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity and substance of majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, We laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped in, when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. Thank you.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given to death for all of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for our sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Sins on Calvary's cross. Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace.
Thank you.
Lord's peace.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The The Lord be with you. Bless be the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.
Not yet.
I don't.
Anyway, that's not my part. I want you to know that the elders set the rules. I'm under the elders. So if you have a concern or a complaint, don't bring it to me. Bring it to one of the elders, the leader of the congregation, okay? God bless. See you whenever. Speak from Sunday.